Hello everyone, welcome to podcast. This is your host Dr. Gulmeet Kanlas. Today we'll be discussing one of very important topic regarding falls. And we thought long and hard what would be the title of this talk should be. And I settled on navigating the slippery slope, understanding and preventing falls. It is a very common problem, and I think we need to understand it properly, then come up with plans which are evidence-based, and we must be able to reduce the risk for fall leading to both physical injury, social isolation, and death. The falls are not innocuous. The falls have definitive complications. And we need to understand what predisposes you to fall, what you could change both physically, psychologically, nutritionally, and what is the role of healthcare physicians and the systems to help you with that part. It is to the point, this problem is so prominent and it leads to so much of pain and suffering that in primary care physician offices, it is now considered one of the standard questionnaire for everybody above the age of 65. It is a part of your quality assessment program, which Medicare implements both on straight Medicare and also Medicare replacement plans like Advantage plans. So this is one of the quality question, whether your physician asks you about the falls. Did they assess your risk for fall? Similarly, CDC also recognized this as a major problem, and they have a set up a campaign which is called STEADY, meaning it's to screen you and also to help you maintain at home. World Health Organization also recognized this problem as a major event. And then American College of Geriatrics also recognizes and put a lot of emphasis on developing understanding behind why our seniors are falling, what can be done, and then ultimately coming up with evidence-based strategies, not based on what we hear from internet, Google, or YouTube. So the strategies should be ingrained in evidence. And also, there should be evidence-based interventions. So keeping this framework, let's understand about the falls. Why the fall is important? If you are 65 and above, do you know you have about 30% chances, 30 to 35% chances of falling? And if you fall one time, your future risk of fall doubles. One in five fall lead to major injury requiring hospitalization. In the United States, about 850,000 admissions happens per year from these falls. 95% of fractured hip are related to tripping over and falling. And unfortunately, it's underreported. Seniors initially take it a very trivial event, and they don't let their family members know because they don't want to bother anybody, and they don't tell physicians. And this thing gets unrecognized, leading to complications in future. That is why now Medicare has included this, asking you as a patient, if you're above the age of 65, as a quality questionnaire. And if you recall, you get every year in the last quarter of every year, you get a survey where you are given a bunch of questions and you're asked to evaluate healthcare services, processes, and systems. And that Medicare takes it very seriously because they rate physician offices, physicians, health plans into a star system between star 1 to star 5. And they want you to be safe. If you have fallen, please report to your family members and please also let us know. We will ask you anyway about the falls, but I think we will come to know, or we will ask you when you come for follow-up, which may be in a month, 3 months, or 6 months, based on your disease burden. So do not let it go too far. You must not take it as an aqueous event. You must inform. And I know how important it is. My father is 89 years old, and I know what it means. He had a fall, and he had a compression fracture of spine, and he was left with chronic pain till he came from India to United States, and we were able to get proper treatment, kyphoplasty, and he was able to control his pain. So it is a major event. Please inform us. If one message which I want to give you out of this discussion is, please inform your healthcare provider, which will be most of the time will be your primary care physician, which you must let them know. Because if you don't let them know, we will not know. This falls lead to major changes. When you fall, you become scared. When you get scared, you stop doing activities, you restrict yourself, or you become more and more safer. You shrink both physically and also emotionally and psychologically. This leads to more and more dependence on others. You become weaker because now you are not doing what you are supposed to do. And that leads to increased risk and further enhancing the risk of falls. So it will affect all your domains of life, your physical domain, your emotional domain, your psychological domain, your social domain. And you must not keep it to yourself. This information is critical. Now, falls has been historically reported for centuries. And fragility, loss of muscle strength, loss of balance, loss of flexibility comes with age. In previous times, when the longevity of life was not much, most of the people passed away very young. These problems were not very glaring. Now, since healthcare is improving, average life has improved significantly across all races, countries, and ethnicities. This problem is becoming very acute. And the portion of population which is 65 and above is continue to increase. And the population which is above 85 also is increasing significantly. So this has led to very change in dynamics. In the previous time, everybody was living in a joint home where children were your caregivers and you are in a relatively very protected environment. These days, most of the seniors either live alone or with their partner, and they both are aging at the same time, and technically they are not of any offer them any help. Children try to do everything, but our social setup has moved us apart. Like in our own family, we are two brothers and our father lives in India and my brother lives in New York. So this is so much apart which we are living. And now, and this pretty much is the story across the board for any of us. So that has led to change in the dynamics. So the seniors are left with managing this last quarter of their life when they are weak and fragile of their own. And they have a tendency not to involve, or they think they are burdening their family members, children, and anybody else. So they don't tell. And they don't even tell the healthcare system. By the time you come to us, you might have forgotten, but this is a, I think, significant event. In the United States, as I mentioned, there are about 30% of seniors above the age of 65 fall, leading to multiple injuries. And this is statistics hold good all over the world, but there are about 37 million cases of falls which are reported worldwide every year. Now let's take up what makes you at high risk for fall? I think for discussion, we will divide or carry out the discussion in two parallel or into through two buckets. One is, what are the changes happening in you? Second, what are the changes which are happening around you? So let's start with the you. A, as you are aging, unless you are very athletic and you have done everything at your younger age and you are very active, your muscle strength is increased, especially lower body. Your balance is improper. You are not flexible. You have multiple medical diseases requiring multiple medications. And that is the recipe. You are a weak, fragile, with multiple medical problems and with multiple medications. Now what happens is these medications are the major culprit. And we are going to discuss class by class these medications. Unfortunately, for these chronic diseases which you have, you need these medications, but these medications may be increasing the risk of falling. How this weakness or fragility presents at home? Many times, initially what you do is you start restricting your activities. The things which you used to enjoy, like walking, gardening, all those things, you start cutting down. Then you start outsourcing the things. You used to clean your house, now you have somebody coming to your house to clean. You use your yard work, you have stopped doing that part. So you start restricting your social environment more and more. Then that leads to further weakening of your muscles, lack of balance, and decreased flexibility. Now let's talk about diseases and medical conditions. Medical conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, Parkinson's disease, dementia, stroke, incontinence of urine, or in case of male, the BPH, all these conditions make you get up and do the things over and you are at high risk for falling. And the medications which you need to take care of them, most of them have side effect or they belong to major bulk class which we call anticholinergics. In human body, there are the autonomic nervous system has two components, which is cholinergic and sympathomimetic. Detail is not important, but all the medication which affect your parasympathetic system, they put you at higher risk for falling. These includes multiple medication. Name any medication class, it can lead to that part. Further, the medications which can lower your blood pressure will be making you high risk for generalized weakness, passing out, and increased risk of falling. Most of the seniors have high blood pressure and they're taking blood pressure medication. Make sure you have a good blood pressure machine at home, which you are familiar with, and check your blood pressure regularly. If your blood pressure is dropping too much, that is the time you need to talk to us so that we could adjust your medications. Because irony is, in physician offices, when you come in, you have exerted, you're a little nervous, your blood pressure may be falsely high, and at home, if you're falling, your blood pressure medication, especially if you're on a water pills, and they can lead to high risk for falling. Then most of the seniors are taking something to sleep, whether they are taking over-the-counter PM medication, Tylenol PM, Ibuprofen PM, Benadryl, Vistrel, or the medication which we are prescribing you for sleep, that can also increase the risk of falling. Then antidepressants, especially Paxil. Most of the antidepressants are safe. They don't lead to increased risk of falling. But if you're taking the older antidepressant like amitriptyline, or desimipram, and also Paxil, they increase the risk of falling. Pain medications are a big group. You're elderly, you have arthritic changes, your joint is replaced, you have fallen, you have back pain, multiple reasons you have for on the pain medication. And unfortunately, in seniors, many times your kidney function is compromised. And when your kidney functions are compromised, we end up giving you narcotic pain medications because other class of medication will make your kidney functions worse. That will lead to high risk for falling. Then if you have a neurological disorders like Parkinson's disease, or you had a stroke, or you have a seizure, these are all medications which are they have many side effects leading to complications regarding falling. Muscle relaxant, big offender. If you're in any kind of muscle relaxant, you are at high risk for falling. In case of ladies, all the medications which we could use for incontinence, that can put you at high risk for falling. So let's make sure that you do everything to minimize the medication. Every visit you go and see your doctor, make sure you get your medications, verify to your physician, and tell them to minimize the medication and de-script as many medications which can be done. Now, let's go further. When we are walking, other major reason for risk for falling other than decreased muscle strength, balance, flexibility, your chronic medical problem, and medication is your footwear. We tend to create a shortcut here. When we are trying to, you have to get up multiple times, putting footwear is a problem. And because of that, you tend to start wearing loose, slippery footwear. That increases your risk of falling. Please make sure that you have a properly fitted footwear and do not wear the loose one because they will not hold and your foot can slip into that and can lead to fall. So footwear is very important. Next, to navigate, you must make sure your vision is proper. You make sure you could hear the instructions and things properly, and make sure that you have safety around you. In your environment where you live, make sure there are not loose rugs. Ensure your room is well lit, and especially bathroom. And as you know, that most of the falls happen while you are trying to go to the bathroom. Be aware or cognizant of that, that whenever you have to get up at night or during daytime when you're getting up, you will be at higher risk to go to or falling. So make sure that every time you go to the bathroom, you have your guards up and you do everything to prevent do this thing fall. Other thing you could do, whenever you go get your blood work, make sure your physician does complete blood profile and they will screen you out for all the things. But what we are looking for is vitamin D. Ensure that you are not vitamin D deficient. 80% of Americans, irrespective of age, are vitamin D deficient. And vitamin D deficiency will lead to brittle bones and leading to high risk for falling and fractures. Now, why we are talking about this thing? As I've alluded in the beginning, fall will lead to not only physical injury, it will lead to psychologically impairment. It makes our seniors very extremely fearful. They become very nervous and they continue, and then they restrict more and more their physical activity, compounding muscle weakness, balance problem, flexibility problem, and that is leading to restricted life, more depression, more infections. So please make sure you don't ignore this activity. As a physician, now let's talk about what will happen to you if you reported a fall. If any patient comes to our office, or any physician, when you go, what you should expect. When you go and see a physician, they will technically start assessing you the moment you enter the office. The way you're walking, whether you are able to drive yourself or somebody brought you, and whether you are using any assistive devices, what is your gait is, and how well you are able to navigate the office. Your assessment has started already. When you come in the exam room, when you're sitting, we will take detailed history about the circumstances, your medications, of what you're taking, and we'll come up with a comprehensive plan. there are certain screening tests which you could do. And if you have somebody with you, don't do it alone. But if you have somebody at home, you could do it yourself. While you're sitting in the chair, we'll request you without assistant to by yourself to get up, walk about 3 meters, and then turn back and come back and sit in the chair. This test sounds very simple, but it is very important. If you are able to complete this activity within 10 seconds, you have no problem. Your risk technically of future falls is very low. If it takes about 11 to 20 seconds for you to complete this activity, you are still okay, but the guard should be up. But if it took more than 20 seconds, you are at high risk for falling. And that's very important. So then when we are examining you, we will test your muscle strength. We will test your balance. We will test your gait. We'll test your reflexes. We'll make sure you don't have neuropathy. We'll check your feet. We'll check your footwear. These are very simple things, but they're very important. There are a lot of other tests when we refer you to physical therapist, for they could do a lot of tests which are Berg test, gait analysis, then vision, neurological, lot of other tests they will do to ensure that you are safe and we can come up with a comprehensive plan. Now, what would we do for you if we assessed, okay, you are for high risk for falling, and what are the things, what more we could do for you? And that is depends on your, what did we find further? Most of the time, we will discuss it when we're talking about the plan. We will refer you to a physical therapist for strength training, balance. That's number one. Second, we will discuss with you about nutrition. And we will ensure that you have a proper nutrition. Number three, your calcium, your vitamin D, all those things will be checked and replaced appropriately. And your medications, which you don't need, will work with you either to cut down the dose to the bare minimum effective dose, or we will try to eliminate certain medications which are putting you at high risk. Further, if you can, and then we will discuss a follow-up plan. And then we will involve your family members. If you have a caregiver, home health, all those strategies can be done to help you to ensure that you are doing very well. Further, there are a lot of community programs. It was surprising to know that a lot of community help is also available. But what happens is the seniors, usually they are not computer or the smartphone savvy, so they don't access these services, but there are services. They end up depending either on themselves or their spouse or healthcare system. And I wish the healthcare system have been designed better. Can get bazillion things for you if you have a medical problem. To maintain you at home, I struggle with this thing every day. We do not have very effective government-funded programs which can keep you at home. We do everything what we can, but I think there should be a consensus political will to look at this problem globally and have a proper funding in the system so that you are kept at home, all the things could be done at home, and we are able to evaluate you and take care of the things properly. We always ask questions to our patients based on the topic which they have requested us to talk about. And my team has compiled certain questions which we will address now, and that we will address if something which I might have not touched upon. The first question was, what is the risk factors for falling? Number one risk factor for falling is aging. That's a privilege, that's not a disease. Second is when you age, you lose muscle mass and muscle strength, balance and flexibility. Your medical conditions and the treatment as a overall, as a whole, that leads to your high risk for falling. Further, as we discussed, make sure you could see properly, you could hear properly. If you have any heart problem, make sure you follow up with the specialist properly. I strongly believe you should have three things at home. You must have a blood pressure machine so that if you're in a treatment, to ensure your blood pressure doesn't appropriately goes down, because that will increase your risk for falling. Number two, pulse ox. Most of the time, they are very inexpensive. That would tell you how your oxygenation is, and also it will give you your heart rate. And third is weight. Certain significant fluctuation in your weight means you are losing too much water, or either you're getting retaining water or losing water. They both can lead to for your higher risk for falling. So make sure that you have a blood pressure machine, you have a pulse ox, and a weighing machine. And most of the insurances have over-the-counter benefit that you could get these instruments free of cost at home. Next is, what are the preventive strategies? Preventive strategy is, I think, if you are in 65 and above, that's a different kind of strategies. But if you are young, that is a different strategy. Let's try to imagine and plan if you are in 50s. You know that you're going to age and you're going to become fragile. I think weight training, aerobic exercises, walking, working on balance, Tai Chi, yoga, you must incorporate while you're young so that you could build muscle strength, endurance, and balance so that once you are senior, you are properly taken care of. Now, if you have crossed 65 and you're already there, start walking safely. If you are having falls reported to your physician so that we could come up with a customized plan for you, and make sure you have proper nutrition. Make sure that your vision, hearing, and your environment at home is safe. Next question was, what are the lifestyle changes I should do if I want to prevent fall? I think the number one is proper nutrition, stay active. Even walking in the house for 5 to 6 minutes every day has shown to improve and reduce the risk of falling significantly. Then, when you get the blood work, make sure your vitamin D is checked. And if you are vitamin D deficient, you get your vitamin D replaced. These are the things which are very important. Don't do it. Don't forget, and make sure you report. Further comes is the question here is, if I've been falling recurrently and I don't have anybody to take care of, what are my options? This was a situation we had recently, and it was very traumatic. I think that person could have been managed very well at home, but unfortunately, he didn't have enough social support system at home, and we end up placing that individual in the nursing home so that they don't fall, break, and they don't lead to death ultimately. Eventually, goal of every treatment is we want to maintain you at home as much we can. And if we are not successful to maintain at home, then we want to make sure we keep you safe and we do everything to help you that part. I hope I have answered most of the questions. And if you come have any question, please do not hesitate to comment. And I will answer those questions myself. And we do that every week. Further, please do not forget to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, our Facebook channel, because this helps us to keep motivated so that we can keep on producing this same kind of content, which may be of some help. But please write to us, because that is more important to us, because that gives us insight into what you're looking for and how personally I could improve and my team can benefit from that so that we could come up with customized plans to help you. Till then, next video, thank you very much. I will see you in next video.